Thank you for your question. The deputy president definitely got to a place where his relationship and the president soured on various issues. And so there was a general feeling in within the presidency that he is not, him and President Ruto are not seeing eye to eye on a number of issues. So this is what brought about the impeachment. This is what created the impeachment, and this is where now the president pushed and marshaled support so that the deputy president could be removed, because under the constitution, the president cannot fire the deputy directly. He can only come out of office through an impeachment motion. So the president could not fire him because they were elected as a pair, as per the constitution. So the only way to remove him was through this kind of process.
You are so familiar with the politics of Kenya. Is this kind of the Ruto Gachagua fallout unprecedented? Because, you know, if we look back into the history of Kenyan politics, in 2018, former President Uhuru Kenyatta and Ruto, his then deputy, had a bitter public falling out.
No, it is not unprecedented. I don't know what happens with Kenyan politics, where at some point the deputy president is always under attack and always gets into problems. But now the difference here is that President Uhuru did not try to impeach President Ruto when he was his deputy. He allowed him to continue staying in office. This is the first time that a sitting president has actually gone ahead to impeach his deputy, to try and engineer the impeachment of his deputy.
How has the Kenyan public reacted to all this?
The country right now is divided. Of course, it's divided because the huge section where the deputy president comes from, which are people from the central parts of Kenya, the region they call the mountain, are feeling betrayed. They are feeling let down because, remember, they voted for Ruto as a man because they were honoring a promise that President Uhuru had made many years ago. President Uhuru said, I am going to serve 10 years as president, and after I finish, I promise you, Ruto will be your next president. So the people from President Uhuru's ethnic community voted for Ruto on a gentleman's agreement, repaying the promise. And so now there's a general feeling of betrayal. There's a general feeling that the president has not kept his word, that whatever differences he had with his deputy, they could have solved them amicably. They could have sat down and talked over the issues without it having to resort to an impeachment.
And you are so right, Dr. Gichagua. Gachagua wields significant influence among the Kikuyu, Kenya's largest tribe, to which the ousted vice president belongs. And that support, in turn, helped Ruto win the national election 2 years ago. So moving forward, what is next?
Now, yeah, thank you. That's a very nice question. And I think that is where all of us are stuck and worried. Because now it simply means we are going to start seeing political realignment. And I'm sure the president has counted the cost, because he would not want to lose the support of such a vast region. And assuming he has lost that vast region, he has to find out where will he get the votes from to make up for that shortfall. Because the Kikuyu community, the Kikuyu vote comprised of not less than 47% of the vote that he got to become president. So he needs to look for 47. He has to fill in that gap of 47% from somewhere else. And that is not going to be easy in Kenyan politics.